You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Centre.
Yeah. Yeah, so the all this has been done in stages and steps, right? So as long as you understand, the expectation's not now, the expectation's in 6 months.
I get all that, and Gary explains that my call numbers could be a bit higher, but my calls do take longer because I'm getting
call numbers don't matter. The conversion matters, but if you're not making calls, you can't convert. So that's
no, I make calls, and nine times out of okay, this is how my thing works. I make the call, and I manage to get 80% people accepting a sample pack off me out of my 10 calls.
Did right? they adjust so, and put a cover letter with a sample pack if they fix that up?
That was all that I sorted out. And then I said to Gary, I just want to be able to put it in a padded satchel. Nina made a big deal, turned into a nightmare, decided it had to be in boxes.
Yeah,
and, you know, those boxes take me 15 minutes longer to build them, tape them, whereas I could chuck them in a satchel. You know, things like that. Yeah, but they have to buy them. Then I had to spend my money buying them. You know, they haven't paid me back.
Yeah,
it's all fucking, you know, Nina makes everything harder.
Of course.
And wants to have the final say. She is, the boxes are hard, like,
that's why we do our sales meetings on Fridays, so you can bring shit up and I can veto it and say, no, do this, do this.
Just a padded satchel is chuck it. The
padded satchel with a freaking sticker is all you need.
You know what? And the sim, and that was my concept. Nina was sending out these pissy little boxes, and you know what? I worked out. One came back to me, and it was covered in postal tape and looked so unprofessional. I said, no wonder. I said, people send things with letters, with contact details, with information.
Have they done any of the card? Have they done any of that?
We've done it all, and Gary and I did it. Nina then was in bed for the 3 days when Gary and I sat there and refined and did it, right? Then this is what I'm dealing with, and I like Nina. I really do.
I do too, I know she's useless.
Yeah, then she's not. She's very good. Then she got out of bed and made a big deal and started, like, attacking
both. She just wants to have it her way, and her way is the vision and the brand. You know, that reminds me of fucking Carl.
And Alice from Marnie.
Yeah, the perfection of it has to be done this way. It's like, no, it actually doesn't. It just has to be done.
Has to be done perfectly. And you've laid in bed for 3 days. And not only that, I'm sick. I have a sick child. I drive from Bankstown to Hurstville to, I live in a scumbag area, and I'm the one that's, like, driving all this stuff and slugging my, like, clacker off.
Well, the good news is Bankstown is the heartland of beauticians and frickin' beauty care. And
it is, but not what we want. They're all, no, look, the misery woman. They're all dumb, and I've spoken to so many on the phone.
They're so brand. I just want Balenciaga.
Yeah, I just want Balenciaga. Blend, and we don't, Melbourne, I'm getting great chats with people out of Melbourne.
Melbourne's got a great clinic system.
Yeah, they get it. We want Medi-Spas. Honestly, the more medical spas I saw. See, Nina is very good. I won't take anything off her. She's just difficult.
Got good technical knowledge,
And you know what she does? She adds extra work on things that doesn't need to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Always got a way to do things grand. I'm always telling her, Nina, you don't need to do that. No, you don't.
Just
need
cut
to
it down.
Oh, no,
like,
but
baby,
we have to. No, you don't.
These boxes, I drove to Officeworks, got 20 boxes. I'm nearly out of
You don't need
them.
Boxes. Padded sachets. I'll tell Gary. Padded sachets with a letter in it, with a nice freaking letter. That has your logo and your contact details. That's it. That's all you need.
The letters are amazing. As I said, Gary and I spent days on it, and we did it together. And it was all
so got a letter and a padded sachet. That's all you need. You don't need
boxes. And I drove that.
Boxes
I said,
cost
guys,
more to freight. Fucking idiots.
oh my God, she's just like, is she, oh no, it's got to be this. Like, because I said to Gary, we just got to.
Now, if you're hand giving a box, that's a whole different story. But posting a box, it's simply come in a padded sachet. That's how they get it from everybody else.
That's how they get it. And I said, I used to get sent things every day. I said it would come in a sachet with a letter.
With a letter, and that's all it needs. That's all it needs. People open it and go, oh, this is from so-and-so. Yeah,
they won't do that. And Nina kicked up a stink and said, it's got to be this. And then it's like,
I'll tell her
that then
I'll change that.
Oh, mate. But then she tries to say, oh, Rachel's not doing enough. And it's like, no, I'm working for the bone.
I told her that already. I said, okay, Rachel's working well, and she's got a different technique to you. And you don't, when I ride you, Nina, you don't ride Rachel. Gary manages Rachel. I'll manage you. So
Nina then rides me and cuts me to shreds.
She just wants
and
to
I'm
push
like,
it downhill. That's all it is. She wants to push the pressure that I put on her to you. I was like, no, you don't need to pressure Rachel. You need to encourage her and incentivize her. I know Rachel, and she works off incentivization, not tough love. So,
no, because she's already working her guts outside.
Yeah, she's already doing the best she can. You're both brand new at this. We're only just starting, Rachel. This is only just starting. In the years to come, when you're traveling around with a nice new Range Rover and going to clinics and having a good time, then things will be different. You know, this has the potential to do well enough to survive. Or, you know, it mightn't be the $10 million.
Gary reckons. Gary's saying Gary's convinced. I said, Gary, you need to fucking halve your numbers, brother.
Yeah,
I
cut his numbers in shreds. Don't worry. I said, your growth rate is this. You're not going to grow double or triple over that. You're only going to grow what your growth rate is. It's going to take you longer. You're not going to hit your numbers you think you're going to hit. It's going to take you 12 months, not 6 months. You're going to turn, you know, but their break-even point is pretty fucking low. So.
Look, I'll give it to Gary. He's a very, like, he's there for me. He encourages me. He is putting the time in. He's not an idiot. He is good. Like I say,
he does. He's got a bit of blind. I said, Gary, look, the difference is I know what's coming and you don't. And I've been here and done this before, and I know that the hurdles that are coming. You see just blind optimism and hope. I know that doesn't work that way. I've been there. You get all caught up in how good it's going to be, but that's not how it works. The grind.
But don't you think the hurdles are happening now? Don't you think?
Exactly. The hurdles are happening right
Thank
now.
Thank God. That's good. That's a good thing. The fucking can't have
Well, that's why I've spent so much time with them, trying to fix all this now, just so they don't have lessons later. Because what everyone gets is blind, oh, we're going to do so well. Well, let's just do well now. like, there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow can always look good, but today needs to look better, you know, so.
But Gary's optimism, you need it because he's the one. He's very like,
blind
oh,
optimism.
You know. No, but that's good because you need someone to reassure you. Otherwise, if you had someone negative, I'd be giving up.
No, he really, really believes. And you know what? I believe because he believes.
He's not a pig-headed.
He's not Jan, who just fucking won't get off his ass and do anything. He just wants the control. Gary values my input because he knows
and
I know what I'm fucking talking about.
But Gary's a doer. Gary's also a doer. Like, if you
and he,
were
And
out,
he's a smart guy. If it was anyone
yeah,
else,
he's
I wouldn't
a doer.
Do this. If it was anyone else, Rachel, I wouldn't touch it.
But yeah, but
with
if
him,
you
I'm
were
like,
out,
you know what, with a bit of guidance, I could fix this. I could make this work.
But if you
he's
were
already
out
adjusted.
Working.
They went from being an online, selling online, fucking pie in the sky, spend a fortune on advertising to selling direct and building a customer base and totally change this business around. Now it's working. It's like, oh, what a surprise.
But you know
but he's
what?
Grateful for that.
If you were out working, doing what you do, and Skin Virtue, and Gary was doing, Gary does want it to work because he puts a lot of hours in.
Yeah, he does, and you have to.
And he's not a fuckwit. Like, I don't think get off the phone and go, you're a fuckwit.
No,
I get off the phone and think, oh, no, you get it. Like, he gets it when I say, Gary, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Like, he really listens,
you know,
and I listen.
He's open to change and listening. That's so brilliant. And he'll do the hard yards. So.
And he is loyal. Like, he is loyal. Because if he was really doing the wrong thing, he'd brush me. He's not brushing me. He's saying, no. embracing, saying, no, I want this to work. I'm honest. I do know that he's hopeless with money. I think he's
hopeless.
Yeah, and she's a bit, Nina just needs to, she, you know, Nina's not educated enough in the world around her.
Yeah.
I think Nina doesn't watch Current Affairs. She wouldn't know if this, what's going on in the world, and I think that's to her detriment. I think she...
And Nina's big-headed. But she's,
yeah, she's...
Look, she's good enough. She's talented enough, and she presents well.
She's very
well,
talented.
And she's good in front of people, and she can sell and represent. She's like the mad scientist, right? You always want everything to be perfect and beautiful, you know, has a vision in her mind and, you know, wants it to be that vision. And it's like, yeah, that's cool, but let's apply it practically. She's manageable. For me, Nina listens to me and works with me real well.
I really like Nina. I think she's amazing. And I think what in her space, she knows. But she also, what I think her downfall is, she's not looking around at what's going on in the industry enough to know where they need to grow. Whereas I tell Gary, this is what's going on. This is what we're not doing. This
is
where we're getting.
They need you, and I need to build you an income so you're financially independent, and then you can be freaking you're set, you know. Then I can,
and Gary's
have a
saying,
property that you have a place to live, so you don't have the insecurity of being losing a roof
over
your
head. And I don't want to be living. To be honest, I'd rather own a property in, you know, I don't know, Kirrawee or Guymin, not fucking Bankstown, but I'll take it and look after it.
But it's just for the interim, Rachel, until I can.
Then
I'll buy somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's very difficult from here. This was all I could pull off, and.
No,
I've done
cool.
the best I can. Okay.
You have, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm not doing anything wrong. I just don't want Gary and Nina to suck it dry for their dream.
But the thing is, it's already gone up, right? So whatever they're sucking has already gone up in equity. That's why it's a no lose situation for us.
Can you call me? Yeah, okay. I'm hungry. That's all. Call me back.